Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What a report development this is. All right, it's 7 past the hour, and it is Tuesday, isn't it, right? Do I have my date? No, it's Monday. Is today Monday? Yeah, today's Monday. I don't even know what day it is.
Monday all day.
Yeah. Monday all day. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is off today. It's the 17th of May, and I may not sound like I am in my usual place because I am not in my usual place. And so, technically speaking, I'm sort of hung out to dry, in a manner of speaking, for the good, the bad, the ugly, for the good time. Remember that song by Ray Price? You probably don't. Your father would remember the song for the good times. Oh, you must have heard it, though. I would have thought at some point.
You want to sing us a little number?
No, not in this connection. I would only want to have my ability to sing enhanced by a good reproductive quality, but I don't know that I have this here.
But what's going on? You actually, you don't sound as bad as you think you do. You just sound a little tinier than usual to us audio nerds.
But all right. Yes.
You're traveling today because you're going to the Gracie Awards, which is really exciting.
Well, it appears that I'm the only one with a walking wounded here. Jay is under the weather, so this is really her award, and she is not going to be able to accept it. So I wanted you to accept it in her honor, and you can't because you're the walking wounded. You can't even join us. I'm going to have a family meal tonight, and I wanted you and Jay to be there with my children and my grandchildren.
And we're falling apart.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. This is good weather yuckabungas as far as I can see. Jay
I'm
is
just
going to
fairly certain whatever I had might have gone into bronchitis, so I think I just need to get checked out.
Yeah. And so are you feeling okay, or you just sound like you don't feel okay?
Well, okay, so I feel better. Last week at this time, I was still running a fever. So from that respect, I feel a lot better, but my cough is a lot worse. So mm-hmm. I'm not as achy and fevery, but I can't stop coughing. And for those who are old, as we used to call them, the OGs of this program, you might remember back to 2016 when I coughed so hard because I had bronchitis that I actually detached my retina. So
God, that was horrible.
I have a little bit of post-traumatic stress with this because any time now that I feel like I have a really bad cough, it freaks me out for the obvious reason. So I'm trying to get better as quickly as possible. Let's just say that. I don't want to cough for weeks and weeks.
All right, so let's focus. I don't want you to have to do most of the talking, but I want to make sure everybody can hear me 4x4. And it's right. I'm sure it sounds better than I think it sounds. So with that in mind, let's go to Los Angeles because that's where Jennifer is. That's where I am for some of the news of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about, including this horrifying moment with a huge swarm of bees, Jennifer, attacked an LAPD officer. This huge swarm of bees. I'm sure you talked about it on your KRLA program here.
Yeah.
This was the... are bees an insect? Should we call bees an insect? I don't know what else you would call them.
Yeah, frankly. I think it's safe to say that.
Yeah. Most bees, it depends on what kind of a bee it is. This is a very aggressive swarm of bees. This is over in Encino, which is on the other side of the hill, as we say. I'm actually in Hollywood this morning. So the three people that were attacked were really, it's like they were eaten. The bees were...
Well, they were called first. They were called first because people were seeing this swarm of bees, and it had attacked a person. And so they call in the LAPD, and this was a volunteer. This wasn't even like an officer. This was a volunteer for LAPD. And, of course, the news media get a hold of it, so they're actually watching overhead in the helicopter, which made it more dramatic. And this poor guy, this poor volunteer, he gets out, he starts trying to swat at the bees. The bees overtake him, he trips and falls. His partner, who I think is also a volunteer, would not let him back into the vehicle, which was pretty bad.
Oh, lovely.
Because the bees were there, so he's like, I'm not letting these bees in here. And so this poor guy was like, he was bloodied and beaten by these bees. And it was the same day, the bees are getting more aggressive, that my dad came home from doing his program, and he heard some noises in his house. There were bees in his living room. So they're coming in through people's fireplaces, you know, through the chimney. They're coming in different ways. And I think, I don't know if it was because we had so much water and rain this year or what's going on, but it might be a pretty big bee season.
Well, it isn't just in Los Angeles. Apparently the same thing happened in Arizona not long ago. The fire medical authorities there said a mother rushed her children into a car after they were attacked by a swarm of bees. So I'm trying to figure out what did it. This is not, I have bees on the farm, and if you leave them alone, and I guess it depends, but we've heard a lot in the last couple of years about these huge bees that have come from China, of course, that were attacking. Remember, they were eating, these were big bees
who
were eating
hornets.
Other bees. Yeah, murder on it, yeah. These are not those hornets, though, I don't think.
No, those
are
like bees in costumes, like in Transformer costumes. They're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anyway, there was a swarm of bees that attached themselves to a wing of an airplane. This is the third. This was at Houston's Bush Airport. Delta brought in pest control and a beekeeper to deal with the swarm. I would have thought, why didn't they just take off? If the bees were...
Yeah, they won't survive that. The other thing that's really horrible is that when you... look, I get it. We love the bees. We need the bees. I'm not trying to discount the bees at all. But the bees can be a pretty big nuisance, like when they're attacking LAPD volunteers or just people in general on the street. You try to call a pest control person to get rid of bees. I don't know if it's like this in other states, but in California, they look like you... like want to murder their mother or something like that. I mean, it's like they're people are horrified. They don't, because we've been trained not to want to take care of a bee problem because we need every bee. So
yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
So therein lies the conundrum. Therein lies the problem. Well, hopefully this is not going to be indicative of what we have to put up with all season for sure. Another item of interest here in California. If that wasn't bad enough, here's this guy that died of a flesh-eating bacteria. He chased a dog into a pond, and he had a scratch on his arm. Did you see that story? Good Lord.
I did not, but the water and the wounds, ooh, it's not good.
No. His name was Jeff Bova. He died after a bout with necrotizing fasciitis, which is something that, you know, it's one of these flesh eating bacteria. He was in the water, had a little cut on his arm, and his dog had gone into a pond. And so his mother said, stay away from standing water. I'm not sure whether it was a pond or whether it was just some standing water somewhere. Because if water is contained and doesn't have a way in or out, there's liable to be all kinds of things. Even if you have treatment, up to, there are 1 in 3 who get this, who die from it. 1,000 people are recorded to have gotten this and died from it every year. I didn't know that. I never heard of it.
I've heard of flesh-eating bacteria. It does not sound fun.
Yeah, but I haven't heard of that many people dying from it under the circumstances. No. All right, it's 15 after the hour. Thank you. This is Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders. Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Hi, it's 17 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug are here in Los Angeles. Jennifer's got the creeping crud.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. And I have the creeping radio reality. So I said it was the 17th. I don't know why I said that, because it's the 22nd. And I'm kind of in denial, actually, Jennifer, because I don't want to think that we've gone through May. Next Monday is Memorial Day.
I know.
And that's the beginning of the, you know, how time flies when you're having fun. But we have this, you know, this mania of loving good weather, and that seems to help it go time go faster. So I'm thinking to myself, my God, we're already into Memorial Day. I'm starting haying on the farm. Everything's growing wonderfully well. It just feels like it's too fast. That's all. I think a lot of people are saying the same thing. It just feels like it's happening too fast. All right, let's look at what the judge said yesterday. The Fox News organization has a credibility problem. This defamation trial that has been a couple of years of litigation. Rupert Murdoch and others in the company have been sued. He's been following this. I find this kind of bizarre, looking at all the things that are going on with Fox. Are they imploding? Lachlan Murdoch, who's now running kind of Fox News in that division, said that they have had problems before and they've come out of them. And so this problem, this is all that Dominion voting system thing, right? And so
a big lawsuit for sure.
Yeah. And so, but somebody said they're not really going to have to pay all that $787 million. How could they avoid that?
I don't know. They're going back and forth because I know that I don't know if they're going to be able to get out of the Dominion money. I do think they're going to be able to get out of some of the money they owe Tucker Carlson because I think he's desperate for a separation with them. So one of the
He's going to do Twitter.
Well, there's some talk that because Fox let him go like this, that they may already be in breach of his contract. So I do think there's probably going to be some wiggle room with.
So
Tucker.
Where does he go?
He's saying he wants to go start doing a show on Twitter, just on Twitter every single day.
Well, how do you make money doing that?
Maybe memberships, maybe sponsorships. Who knows?
Really? Has he got that many followers that he could survive? How much do you charge for something like that? $20 a year or $10 a month?
I think Tucker could be the equivalent of what Joe Rogan is doing.
He got $100 million for what he's doing. So, if Tucker's lining himself up for that, that's a big deal. Isn't it amazing what people will pay? Well, I suppose it's, if you look at Sirius and that model, or you even look at if you look at all of the people that are paying for Apple Plus TV or any of the streaming services, wow. That is an interesting reality. Jennifer Warren, Doug Steffen here at 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I in Los Angeles for the award ceremony that Jennifer and Jay were supposed to both attend tomorrow night. So it looks like I'm what we'll do is Mike McVeigh, who is Jay's father and also my consultant, he'll be there because he's an advisor for the Gracies, and I think he and I will accept it in Jay's name. But we were hoping that you would be there to accept it in Jay's name, Jennifer.
Well, I didn't even know. See, this is the thing with girls. You didn't tell me I was actually going to the award ceremonies, but I didn't even have a dress ready to go. So it's probably better off that you guys do that.
Isn't that amazing? We've got to have a dress. Well, I have to wear a tux. This is a very formal thing. This is kind of the equivalent.
You can't just be like, I hope you come and show up. Like, I can't just roll in there in my yoga pants.
So... I want to see that.
Actually. I know. I mean, I'd like to.
No, the whole thing. It's like the Oscars, like the Grammys. It's a big deal. This is radio's big night. Women in radio and television. This is a big night. Speaking of big, Jim Brown has passed away. Interesting that a lot of the action channels on streaming have had over the last couple of days Jim Brown movies. He certainly was a legend in the football world, and he was very well known for being in lots and lots of action films, mostly westerns. I remember the one he was in with Raquel Welch. I forget who else was in that, but he was highly thought of, very active in the movement, if you know what I mean. I'll talk about that and other things regarding the life of Jim Brown, who's passed away, right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than
than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
There's no stopping Jim Brown into the end zone for his fifth touchdown of the day.
Activist, actor, and titan of the gridiron, Jim Brown, has died. Born James Nathaniel Brown in 1936, St. Simons, Georgia, Brown was a force to be reckoned with on the field, revolutionizing the role of the running back. Selected in the first round of the 1957 draft, Brown played 9 seasons for the Cleveland Browns and led the league in rushing 8 of those years. He led the Browns to the league championship game 3 times, winning the title in 1964 and was named MVP 3 times. Post-football, Brown transitioned seamlessly into the world of acting, showcasing his talents in films such as The Dirty Dozen, Ice Station Zebra, and 100 Rifles.
I wanted to have a career, have it peak, and do other things.
Beyond his athletic prowess and film career, he stood tall as an advocate for civil rights, using his platform to fight for equality and justice. We remember one of the greatest to ever play, Jim Brown.
His wife said... and this is, by the way, I think his wife, he was a, she said he was a loving, wonderful husband, father, grandfather. And so apparently he hadn't been doing well for a while. And so he has been in the last 3 or 4 months visited by a lot of his close friends, both from football and from the movies. But this guy really knew how to play football. And the Browns, he was the hero of Cleveland for sure. So we note. With sadness, the passing of Jim Brown, dead at the age of 87. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Stepping out with your cat? You bet. I remember years ago, my first book, or one of my first books, was How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And when I talked about the concept of getting a cat to walk on a leash and a harness, or getting a cat to come when called, I'm telling you, the men with the white coats were sitting outside my door. I remember doing a segment on the David Letterman show. He thought I was absolutely crazy. I was training his 2 dogs at the time. And he said, you can't teach a cat to walk on a leash and a harness, cat. Can you? I said, sure you can. And after kind of going back and forth, I did a segment on the show where I brought my own cat, Maudie at the time, leash and harness on her, walked across the stage, had her come when I called her, and it kind of opened people's eyes a little bit to the concept that cats are really smart. In fact, sometimes I say cats are so smart they convince the public that they're stupid just so we leave them alone. Don't let your cat stagnate. If you want to see the great outdoors, do it in a safe, sensible way. Teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for our, this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Arguably, the most important week for America's economy will depend on how our debt ceiling negotiations go. President Biden over the weekend.
MAGA Republicans in the House, who know the damage that it would do to the economy, and because I am president and president's responsible for everything, Biden would take the blame, and that's the one way to make sure Biden's not reelected.
In a perfect world, if negotiations were settled this week, it may be too late to beat the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's deadline. Republican Representative James Comer on Fox News this morning.
The Republicans in the House passed a bill in a timely manner, and the Senate Democrats and the president did nothing. They waited and waited and waited, and now we're past the deadline that we really needed to have presented a bill in a timely manner.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
34 at the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Monday, it is the 22nd, a week from today is Memorial Day. And so it is. And so it will be forevermore. Amen. I was on the plane coming out here last night, and I watched an episode of Law and Order, Jennifer.
Your favorite.
I think the fact that it's consistent and has provided the Law and Order franchise. I saw something, Sam Waterston, who is always the DA or one of the ADA, has been in 400 episodes.
Wow.
of Law and Order.
That's a good gig. You never let that one go.
Wow. No, not at all. So I was looking at some of the other stuff around. I liked the original NCIS when it had Jethro Gibbs in it, that is Mark Harmon. When he went away, I thought the show just kind of lost its punch. And then when they took the some of the main characters away from NCIS Los Angeles, Chris O'Donnell was still there, and so was LL Cool J. But they took the I did like Danielle Rua, that's how, I don't know how to pronounce her name, and the other guy. But the two kids that were in the office that ran the tech part of things, they were so cute and good together. And then they got rid of them and they brought in a couple of other characters that were lousy. Anyway, they canceled it and it's gone. And I noticed that there have been some shows that have been just canceled summarily, just like one day, East New York, which was a very well-written show that was nicely done. That is gonzo.
I'm disappointed about this year. Can I complain? Can I add on?
Yeah.
Did you watch any of The Company You Keep, which was on ABC?
No.
And it was with Milo Ventimiglia. And it was such a great show. It was so good. And I was hoping for a second season and nothing. It was a great cast. It was a really great show. It was about, he had a family. And they were all kind of con artists, but they'd always steal from the rich. Like, they'd always steal from the baddies, you know.
So Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah. And so you have that family, and they come face-to-face with the CIA. He ends up falling in love with her. They fall in love with each other, and neither of them know what the other one does until the CIA and his family, like, kind of mix paths, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great show.
The reason I brought it up is because the show I was watching, the focus on the show was a kid who'd sort of had a gender identity change, which is one of the common themes these days in a number of television programs and certainly discussions. We certainly, it's something that a lot of talk radio hosts are talking about because it's pretty, some of the things, the realities are pretty dramatic. So I was reading through what someone described. Somebody sent me, as is often the case, you know, you get a lot of things from your listeners. I get a lot of things from my listeners, from our listeners. And so I was talking about the Black Lives Matter movement going too far. I thought that, you know, it's done its thing, but now it's gone too far.
Well, I think it's reasonable to have a conversation about criminal justice reform. But it's not reasonable to just say, you know what, because we screwed up before, we're just going to throw law and order out the window.
Yeah, too let much. Everybody go. Yeah, right. But you know what? I was told that I wasn't open-minded enough. So I'm thinking to myself, what does it mean to be open-minded? There's so many crazy things that are going on. And do you have to be open-minded about stuff like that? You just referenced it, you know, going along with things that are just not right. And so to be open-minded, I think there's something to being open-minded. I've always thought I was pretty open-minded, frankly. But then you got to stand for something, right? Don't you have to have principles, mores, standards? And I thought, and I still think, frankly, I'm not going to get myself talked out of this. I stand for good character. I stand for financial responsibility. I stand for loving families. I stand for doing your best at everything that you are working at. And I don't think that, for example, I've been criticized for my stridency when it comes to what's going on the borders. It's not right. It just isn't. To let all these people just come into this country and not have some control over it. There's too many people in the country to begin with. There's too many people on the planet. And so we've got to do something to control what we can control. We can control our own country. But because I guess I'm not open-minded. So I started thinking, if Jay were here, I'd have her post this on social media. What do you stand for? What is it? If you feel like you want to comment on that, help yourself to our various social media connections. But I don't want to feel guilty. about the fact that, you know,
here's the thing that's
around
really
diversity
right now is that everybody says, oh, you want to be open-minded, but if you're open-minded, you're supposed to welcome all perspectives. So in and of itself, by somebody saying you're not open-minded enough, are they being open-minded? They just don't like what you're saying.
Right.
I laughed. I mean, the hypocrite nature of people saying that kind of stuff. Oh, I want you to be more open-minded. Well, why? Because I don't agree with you? Like, you know, there's room for multiple opinions. I laughed so hard not to, you know, always laugh and say I make things about Trump or politics. But I do have to share this with you because it cracked me up. This was something I saw on Instagram from a person I used to work with in the cable television industry who is very much an activist for the Democrat Party now. She walks precincts. She does, you know, she does her whole thing. And she lives in California. So big surprise there. And this made me laugh. Here it is. Where can I find it? I'm dancing through. Here it is. So it's on a piece of stationery. She's posted this on Instagram. And it's stamped with the header, Free Speech People. That's the name of the organization, okay? So remember this, Free Speech People. The call is for Secretary Weber, who's our Secretary of State. Secretary Weber, bar Trump from the ballot in California. Now, from a group called Free Speech People, is it enough fun that they want to bar someone from the
Free
ballot?
Free speech for everybody who agrees with us, but other than that, shut the hell up.
It's just, it made me laugh. I thought, oh my God, this is a group called Free Speech People that want to take people off the ballot because they don't like them. It's, you know, this is what people do, though, I think. People feel very comfortable when they are with others who agree with them. And the challenge is to lead conversations with people who don't agree and actually get something out of the conversation. I don't know.
All right, so let's continue this. You've come on, baby, light my fire. You've been. As you often do with me, you stimulate my thinking because I read one of the things on the plane. For years you've been with me, and you know when I spend 6 hours on a plane, I'm dangerous. The next day because I've found all this stuff that I want to talk about. So yesterday there was an announcement, and I'm trying to remember what the name of the group is. It's like no name. It's a third party that isn't a Republican. What's the name of it? You probably came across it yesterday, too. It's like it's the third party that has some really legitimate juice to it. There are a lot of people like Sinema and what's his face from West Virginia, Manchin, and some of these other people are trying to start a third party. And the Democrats are all worked up about it because they think that by doing this, it will help the Republicans, and if Trump is the nominee, that puts Trump back in the White House.
Yeah, because the third party, depending on which way those third party candidates lean, would splinter off votes from other places, right?
Yeah,
both Manchin and Sinema would probably take votes from Democrats rather than Republicans.
Right. Okay. So having said that, then you look at Biden and his candidacy in the hierarchy of the Democratic National Committee. And all they want to do is control and win, and they want their message to be what prevails. And so therein lies the problem because you can see it in the debts, ceiling discussions. You can see it everywhere, and we've seen it for now actually decades. And when George Bush was president, I don't think it was as bad. And then after that, it's gotten bad and worse and worse and worse. But it's if the Democrats were smart enough to put up a good candidate, then you wouldn't have to have this third party, although I think it would be good for us to have a third party. I think we need some more thinking. I think we need to break up the stranglehold the Republicans and the Democrats have on government here. It's gone, again, it's gone too far. So why not have a third party, or why not let people think the Independent Party, the Libertarian Party has been a movement. For the last couple of three presidential campaigns, I voted for the Libertarian because that's kind of who I am. I don't
the
like
problem
all this
is
government.
That the quality of candidates is just not there.
Yeah, they are
great. I think
great.
Until
yeah.
they get somebody who's a quality candidate. I mean, independents have had successful runs. If you think of like a Ross Perot or something like that, Ross Perot is the reason George W. Bush didn't get a second term.
Right.
So because he stripped from Republicans. So.
Yeah.
You just have to have a good, compelling candidate. I think the problem is you get libertarians like Gary Johnson, who's famous for saying, what is Aleppo? I mean, he just sounded like a gun.
Right. Gary Nolan, who's a talk show host, who's, you know, it's just those sorts of people. I don't have enough. They don't ring the bell well enough. Harry Brown, I remember voting for him, interviewing him a number of times, because I thought he really had a good message, but it wasn't, it didn't reverberate because he didn't have millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Michael Bloomberg, who you're a fan of, I am not. He could have been a successful independent candidate, probably better than he would have been on that Democratic stage, but he chose to go with the party. So there he was.
Yeah.
And then he looked like a flip-flopper because he had been every party registration known to man.
Yeah. Well, so back to the Democrats, who are all worried about these people having, because they have credibility, they have support, and they have name recognition. I say to you, those of you who are Democrats that are listening to this, get a party candidate who can win and who has credibility and can attract something other than flies. Because Joe Biden isn't going to cut it. You're not going to make another, you know, no matter how much. If you're going to spend the campaign denigrating Trump or talking about how bad he is, that's not a campaign. That's a hit job. And the same thing with Trump doing it to Biden. There's nothing that comes out of it. There's nobody winning talking about stuff that way. It just isn't,
I think it's a reversal of the party apparatus. The Democrat Party is run a lot differently than the Republican Party. The Democrat Party, whatever they want, whoever they think is going to be transactional is the one who gets all the money to push and the support.
Yeah, well, that's how Joe Biden won in the first place, because he was the consensus candidate of the hierarchy. The people didn't choose him. He wasn't,
no way.
All of a sudden he started
and
winning.
He sure as heck didn't choose Kamala. They chose her.
Yeah, exactly. And he doesn't have anything. He can't stand her, obviously. Let's talk about Balance 7 for a minute. You got heartburn. Jennifer's had a really good time with this because she, like I, have had that acid alkaline problem. You want to balance it. So how are you doing with it? You're still taking it three times a day,
right?
I love
it. It makes me feel so much better. Because in the morning I would just not eat and I would drink coffee and I would feel really sour stomached, and not anymore with Balance 7. Yeah. It feels like my body's in balance.
Take Jennifer's word for it. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you will be on the way to being balanced. 800-793-9039.
Great. It's yours. See you then.
Nathan's Tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party booking.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Thank you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Time for Food, Farm, and Family on our website, foodfarmfamily.com. You can find a lot of the issues that I bring up here and on the American Family Farmer, the ideas that are hopefully going to help you make better decisions about your food, what's going on the farm now, lots and lots of activity. It's great time of year to go to your local farm and see what's growing, to be able to get at strawberries another week or so. Asparagus is growing. There are a lot of really neat things depending on where you are in the country. I have our usual, each one of these reports is always a recall. So today's recall is from Nature's Energy of Pleasant Grove, Utah. They're recalling children's chewable colostrum because it probably has an undeclared milk allergen in it. People who have an allergy or severe sensitivity to milk run the risk of serious or even sometimes life-threatening allergic reactions if they consume a product like this. So these things are sold online at naturesenergy.com. Also, you can buy them on Amazon. And the recall is for all of these chewable, the berry ones, the chocolate ones, the orange-flavored ones. They've been sold, orange creamsicle chewables, they've been sold all over the country. Now, they haven't had any deaths from having this stuff out there, but as I guess this is opting in the for intelligent overview or oversight, right? This makes sense. I guess, I don't know, as I look through some of these things, I wonder sometimes whether we have too much of it. Often you see or hear about these recalls, but they're voluntary. Nobody has been sick and nobody's getting hurt, but it's because they don't want to get sued. That's the real reason that this stuff gets done, because the companies, if they have a voluntary recall, they can say, if something does happen, well, we told you to bring it back. You didn't bring it back, so what do you want from us? Those things have happened. And by the way, as a way to understand what really goes on here, I have to, every once in a while, I go down this, I think I did it last week, as a matter of fact, down the raw milk street. Because people who are ignorant as to the value of milk that comes right out of the cow or the goat, whatever mammary gland you choose for real milk, if the mammary gland that you fed your child on when he or she was breastfed, or when you were breastfed, there wasn't any pasteurization going on then. It went right from your mother's breast into your mouth and into your body. And so if we can do that with cows or with goats or whatever, the animal may be, the mammal may be, then you're not going to get sick. It's the poor treatment. It's the bad farmer, the farmer who doesn't do a good job cleaning up his cows and cleaning up the utilities that are used to house the milk. Those are the reasons that people get sick from having raw milk, not because there's something wrong with raw milk, because there's nothing wrong with raw milk. In fact, it's much better for you than drinking any of the other stuff that is pasteurized. You look at the nutritional content of a bottle of raw milk versus a bottle of pasteurized milk. There's no comparison. And so don't let somebody try to snow you with this nonsense that raw milk is deadly and bad for you. It's only the raw milk that comes out of sick or dirty cows and comes from dirty farms that don't really know what they're doing, or farmers that have gotten lazy, frankly, over the years because the milk is pasteurized, so they don't have to really do that good a job. When I was selling raw milk, sold 100 gallons a day or more on my farm, it made me a better farmer, frankly, made the cows healthier. Here's another item that you'll find at Food Farm Family today. A couple of Mexican restaurants in the Boston area have been closed by authorities who cited health code violations. There was an outbreak of salmonella in the Los Amigos Mexican Grill. Maybe that should tell you something. What honestly in Boston are you going to, unless you bring somebody up from down south that knows how to make this stuff, there are a lot of restaurants that just don't have good cooks. They don't have good process. They don't have good care. And so, yeah, these things, especially if they're not doing well, they're liable to use food that isn't that good. And once you get salmonella, man, you get fevers, you get diarrhea, you get abdominal pain. And so this is something that there are a lot of good Mexican restaurants around. And I think that you trust, this is one of the ways that you trust some of the Yelp reviews or reviews that are online that follow restaurants or any product, frankly. I think you can tell a lot from that. So anyway, be careful about the Mexican food you eat. I guess that's the takeaway there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.